but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving Pictures from the backfield is coming on. Moving Pictures on the far outside reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Welcome to the show, everybody. Norm Borg from the head office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and the saga that is racing in Quebec continues. Two very divergent views on what's going on. The horse people say they're getting shortchanged. The people that are looking after the restructuring of the group that owns the four racetracks in Quebec, RSM Richter, says not even close. We'll be back with more on the racing situation in Quebec on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio, and we may as well get into the depths of this argument here by going to Montreal, where we are chatting with RSM Richter's Monsieur Yves Vincent, who is looking after the goings-on on behalf of Attraction Épique. Monsieur Vincent, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Now, let's start with the assertion that was made just recently by members of ATAC, which represents the horse people in Quebec. This goes to the argument that Attraction Épique has had a bit of a sweetheart of a deal in that they, under their bankruptcy protection, they don't need to continue to pay any monies that might be thought to be in abeyance to the horsemen. What is your response to that?
Well, I think that the all the appropriate representations have been made to court, whether they were by the horsemen's attorneys or Attraction Épique's attorneys, and whatever financial information was provided to the court, that presently the main reason Attraction Épique seek protection from the court to attempt to restructure its affairs was that it had serious financial difficulties. The more important issue was that it did not benefit from the income stream. It didn't have the revenues that it anticipated that it would realize or earn in order to be able to put in place its whole business plan. What was proven to the court is that the company had basically very little cash left in its bank account when it filed for protection last June 2008. And more importantly, since June 2008 till the end of March 2009, the company lost in excess of $2 million in operations. Presently, the company, every time the company goes to court to deal with its issues and the relating to its possible restructuring, the Attraction Épique has to explain to the court what is happening with its financial situation and how it's able to deal with its current affairs. More importantly, is it generating sufficient monies to be able to honor its ongoing current commitments relating to its current operations?
If the money's not there, they can't pay it.
That's the whole issue right now. The whole premise and the misunderstanding on the file right now between the horsemen and the representative of the various horsemen's association and Attraction Épique is the underlying principal financial assumption that was negotiated by Mr. Massicot with Lessonac when they bought the assets in 2006 pursuant to the privatization process that Lessonac initiated, was that there was supposed to be on the North Shore of Montreal a new racetrack being built, a new hippodrome, and all that was to be done in parallel with a new gaming hall to be built by Lotto Quebec. The gaming hall was supposed to offer the opportunity to Attraction Épique to earn 22% commission base on the revenues generated by 1,300 VLTs. Well, that gaming hall was not built. Therefore, Attraction Epic does not get the benefit on a monthly basis of 22% of the revenues that were anticipated to be generated there. And thus, that represents a shortfall of something between $30 and $35 million a year.
Well, Monsieur Vincent, that being the case, it sounds like both Attraction Epic and, for that matter, the horse people of Quebec, ATAC, were fed a line of baloney from the government. None of that materialized.
Well, there's always two sides to, or various ways to, assess the current situation. The contract that was signed between Attraction Epic and La Sonac, and ultimately one of the financial partners of La Sonac was Lotto Quebec, the issue is the contract provided that before they built their gaming hall, Mr. Attraction Epic had to build their hippodrome in Montreal. Unfortunately, you may have read in the paper or heard through different sources that Mr. Massicotte and Attraction Epic actually was unable to find land and get the appropriate approvals to build the new hippodrome. Therefore, the government was not obliged to build a gaming hall, failing to have the hippodrome. What the company did is, in the first 2 years of operation, they rebuilt the Quebec City Hippodrome, they built Three Rivers, they made renovations in Elmore, the Gatineau operations, and they invested close to $45 million to renovate or rebuild the hippodromes. And they concentrated their efforts on that, hoping that during that reference period, they would find a solution with regards to the relocation of the Montreal Hippodrome. It didn't happen. They had no. So we're at that stalemate right now. The stalemate right now is that Attraction Epic does not have the opportunity to raise financing to build, and does not have land that's reserved to build a new hippodrome in the Montreal area. Lotto Quebec is therefore not obliged to build the new gaming hall. So Attraction Epic is left with a situation that has to restructure its affairs on a reduced basis. What we attempted to do in our ongoing dealings with the government since last June is we tried to find an alternative solution to the issue of the commitment to build a hippodrome and to have this gaming hall, trying to find a new solution.
All
right. In January, pursuant to extended negotiation with the government, there was a plan that was proposed to the Horsemen's Association, and unfortunately, they turned it down.
I'm aware of that.
There were two issues why they really turned it down. One is they didn't like the fact that Attraction Epic could not offer the opportunity to operate the existing Montreal Hippodrome. The finances of the company could not finance operations out of Montreal. Secondly, Sonac didn't want to necessarily continue the Montreal operations under the existing conditions. So therefore, that land and that hippodrome were no longer in the cards, and the horsemen felt that Montreal was key to the future of the industry.
Well, it certainly is. Now, I want to take it a step further with some quicker questions here. Attraction Epic has indicated it is selling all its assets. It's made that public. Does this mean they're out of the racing business?
Well, if we get the right offers, and we will, Attraction Epic will in fact, yes, withdraw from the being in the business. If we find a buyer for the properties that we're operating right, or the owner of right now, or have rights to, we will be out of the Attraction Epic will withdraw itself from being an operator, an owner of the hippodromes in Quebec, the four major hippodromes, and will relinquish its license for the simulcast business.
Let me ask you now, there is a good chance that, you know, whoever puts in an offer on those properties may not necessarily want to turn or keep them operating as racetracks. Is there any sort of commitment that's being impressed upon potential buyers that they should keep these operations as racetracks?
There is no formal commitment being made. Whoever is the buyer has to declare his intentions, and that'll be an element of consideration in overall assessing the fairness of the offers and to see if we're willing to deal and accept the offers as submitted. I must caution you that in Quebec City, that property has no other purpose. And in Three Rivers, the property has no other purpose. So it's highly unlikely that whoever shows an interest and makes an offer for the Quebec City Hippodrome or the Three Rivers Hippodrome will not have an intention to operate the business.
Now, what about Elmer? It's sitting on some very valuable land.
Now, in the case of Elmer, the ambiguity that exists is that there is excess land in Elmer, and there has been the dealings with the city of Gatineau to modify the existing use of the land to convert part of the land to a residential development. So it's conceivable that in the case of Elmer, you'll have someone that'll make an offer and will, after that, to maybe operate the Hippodrome, but in parallel to that, consider selling off the excess land to someone that would want to develop it as a residential housing development.
Well, that certainly does sound encouraging, and okay. We really do appreciate you clarifying a number of the positions. Monsieur Yves Vincent of RSM Richter, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Coming up next, we'll be talking to the director of the Horse Persons Association. Richard Carper is up next on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio, and in the interest of fairness, we want to get the other side of the story in the Quebec racing situation, and we've always been able to count on this gentleman to lend his voice to the debate. He is Richard Carper, a director with ATAC, and Richard, just for our lingually challenged listeners, of which I am one, sadly, could you explain what ATAC stands for?
Well, okay, if you literally translate ATAC, it's Quebec Trotting and Pacing Association.
That's what I thought in my own rudimentary knowledge of French, but good to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about what's going on Wednesday. You're organizing a big protest, demonstration, call it what you will. It's been labeled as the last chance to save the industry in Quebec. Is that accurate?
Well, it sure looks that way. I don't know. I imagine you're aware of just how bad things are here. And we're not getting much attention from the government, and so we're hoping this will be a last-ditch effort. We'll show up en masse with some horses at the Parliament buildings in Quebec.
Yeah,
and get some attention.
Okay, Richard, let me ask you this then. What sort of success have you had in at least, you know, getting some meetings with even, you know, lower-level MLAs to take a look at this?
Well, we talked to different people, but they really haven't done much, you know. We really can't get the government to move on this. I don't know, we're the victims of somebody here. We're not getting proper attention at the government level. We don't think the courts have been very fair. So we're just trying to get somebody in the government to get off their you-know-what and look into this seriously and see where we stand.
Now, you were saying that you thought you were getting a bad shake from the courts and that Attraction et Pique was able to continue to operate its, simulcast operations, things of that nature, without paying anything to the horsemen, correct?
Yeah. If you look, Norm, if you look at our situation versus what's going on right now with Magna Entertainment in the U.S., Magna Entertainment owns Santa Anita and Gulfstream, Pimlico, and they're going filing for bankruptcy protection in the U.S. And in their bankruptcy protection, all employees get paid. They get all their benefits. All the programs they have continue working, and all the horsemen get their purses. And here in Quebec and in the Canadian situation, when Attraction et Pique filed for bankruptcy protection, they continue to operate. They've got the off-track betting going on. They've got the VLTs going on. The employees are getting paid, getting their benefits. The existing programs like internet wagering, home wagering continues. But the horse, there's no racing.
I need to interject right here, Richard. In fairness to you and to our listeners, I do want to point out that we have talked to RSM Richter and Monsieur Yves Vincent, who says the argument that they made before the courts was, look, there's no money to pay to the horsemen, so you can't get blood out of a stone. And the court understood that. He thinks that Judge Corriveau understood that, and that's why there isn't that impetus to have to pay you, the horsemen.
Well, there's no money. There's money. You know, in most situations, there's a contract which says a percent of all the money from the machines goes to the horsemen, and a percent of all the wagering goes to the horsemen. Unfortunately, the situation here was a fixed rate going to the horsemen. So they're able to say, well, we can't afford to pay that money we promised. So we're going to keep cooperating and keep getting all this revenue, but we're not going to have any racing. It's just not fair.
The manifestation or demonstration takes place Wednesday at what time, Richard?
Wednesday at 11 o'clock in front of the Parliament buildings in Quebec City.
And you're organizing buses and so on to get as many people as you can?
Yeah, we're working on that now to have buses coming from Aylmer or the Ottawa area, or the Quebec side, and from Montreal. And I guess Three Rivers and Quebec City are close enough they can come by automobile.
Best of luck with all this.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the clubhouse at Rideau soon.
There you go.
Richard Carper of ADAC. And that wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, technical producers John Schmidt and Chris Knowles, and in collaboration with Bora Communications. Till next time, bye-bye.